Sports, I'm Jason Dinesen. A home run from Brooks Lee in the bottom of the eighth inning pushed Minnesota past St. Louis last night 9-8 at Target Field. Manager Derek Shelton says it was a team win and the offense kept battling.
Very proud. I mean, that's a full team victory. You give a ton of credit to the hitting group. You know, Keith Beauregard and his group. I mean, because we continued to battle. I mean, we're up, we're down, we're back, and we continue to go, you know, big at bat. The Cody with the three-run homer, Royce to come right back, and then Brooksy to put us ahead. But overall, just really proud of the group. I mean, we battled through two really tough weather nights in Detroit. Tonight, the weather was not great, and our guys continue to go. Really proud of them.
The teams play again today at Target Field with first pitch at 1:10. The St. Paul Saints outslugged Toledo last night 10-9. The Saints are now 10-2 in their past 12 games. The Minnesota Lynx put an 8-game winning streak on the line when they play at Las Vegas tonight with tip-off at 7 p.m. On Thursday, the Vikings wrapped up their 3-day mandatory minicamp. Head coach Kevin O'Connell.
Compliments to those guys. I think they're ready for training camp. I think they're ready to pick up right where we left off as we kind of fully enter the competition phase of being able to build our team and kind of chase what our ceiling is going to be for the season.
The QB competition raged on between J.J. McCarthy and Kyler Murray as each got equal reps. O'Connell says you can expect to see more of the same when training camp begins next month and no starter will be named just yet. Championship games and high school lacrosse will be played today. On the boys' side, Stillwater area plays Farmington, and on the girls' side, Buffalo takes on Minnetonka. And the Minnesota Frost on Friday re-signed Lee Steckline and Grace Zumwinkel. I'm Jason Dinesen, and this is MNN.